Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oriande bebe obama suria badaraba hario sanda badarama. God, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Glory, 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 glory. There's a new anointing coming on you. There's a new anointing. New anointing. New anointing. New anointing. New anointing. New power. What you thought that you didn't have the ability to do, you're going to have the ability to do greater works. You've been seeking and you've been fasting. You've been dreaming and you've been seeing in your visions. But God said, I'm about to visit your house. I'm about to give you greater vision. I'm about to give you greater touch. I'm about to give you greater length. I'm about to give you greater reach. And what you didn't think that you was able to do, God's going to anoint you to do it. And I'll snatch off of you every limitation out of your mind. I snatch out of you every limitation out of your soul. I snatch out of you every limitation of your spirit. I snatch out of you every limitation of your body. You kobaba mande behe se ananalanalanala sando rubo shamasa ruba mama kede behe te la la bahaya ayende si ananana mama mama shanda glory shama si ananana bahaya glory shama mama sanda. Thank you, Jesus. Go ba 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 shama. Go with me to 1 Kings. I just got to get that prophetic release out the way. Go with me to 1 Kings chapter 19. Talking about catching the mantle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. See, go ba 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 sha. Anytime you about to catch a mantle from somebody. Woo, hallelujah. Anytime you're about to catch a mantle from somebody, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. That means that the person is going to another assignment and you're about to get and pick up what they felt that they weren't able to do. So God gives them a new assignment and God gives you the part that they weren't able to finish. He knows they're not able to finish it. So he gives you the part that only you can finish. But it's under the same assignment. It's just like getting a new agent. He just shifts into another department. 1 Kings 19 says this. And start with me. I want you to go to verse 18. It says, yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel. You ain't the only prophet. 7,000 in Israel. All whose knees have not bowed to Baal. And every mouth that has not kissed him. Lord, I can't really touch that the way I want to. But some people are just tongue-kissing Baal in the mouth. And Baal has seduced the people of God in the church. Let's keep on going. So he departed from there and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. That's number. Come on, I want you to see that. 12, that's a number. Don't forget that. That's a powerful number. Number of maturation and manifestation and kingdom and power and establishment and order. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, please let me kiss my father and my mother and then I will follow you. And he said to him, Elijah turned around and said, go back again. For what have I done to you? So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment and gave it to the people and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant. Listen, when a mantle falls on you and you're receiving a mantle, understand this. Y'all keep me aware of my time. When a mantle is being passed down unto you, that person is not going to look over their shoulder and make sure that you're following them. They're not going to call you every day to make sure you're still in the will of God. They toss the mantle and it's your responsibility to know who they are and to know who you are to catch it. It's not their responsibility to keep giving you pablum and to keep giving you Similac and keep giving you the breast milk. It's your job. The rich ruler was burying his father. I saw this in the Gospels and this blew me away. The rich ruler, Jesus was passing by And Jesus said, come on, take up my yoke and follow me. And he said, wait a minute, I'm rich and you know, let me give my stuff to the poor and let me bury my father and let me do this, that, and the other. And Jesus said, what this got to do with me? You know what? Let the dead go bury the dead. I got to go fulfill my mantle of the kingdom. He said, you either going to let the dead go bury the dead, or you go and you go follow and go preach the gospel of the kingdom. When I read that, I said, oh my God, God, that's what you called me to do. When my dad passed, I thought the world was going to end. And at first, I wasn't that close to my father because my father, you know, was a workaholic. He was a great provider. And I was like, well, God, he ain't really saved like I want to be saved. And this ain't working and this, that, and the other. But the Lord reminded me. He said, it's the problem ain't with him. It ain't with your pastor. You're the problem. If they not saved the way they need to be saved, then something's wrong with your prayer life. Because guess what? Whatever you need for your next dimension, you're going to have to get it from them. And you can't get it from them until they're in the right place. So prayer warrior, intercessor, prophet, you better get to work. Because the problem is not with them. The problem is not with your pastor or your spiritual parents. The problem is with you. It's time to get under. Submission, the word submission, sub is close to subterranean. It means to get under. It means under mission. You are under a mission. You're under a vision. Submission. It's not just submission. Let me correct this. Submission is not doing what you don't want to do and just doing it anyway. That's just willful obedience. But submission is having the humility and the wherewithal to realize that if I don't do this, I disqualify myself from being who I am in God. It's not about, you know, and who somebody else can be. Because your obedience and your submission is not about you. It's never about you. You don't know who's watching your life. You don't know who you're going to encourage. Your mantle's not about you. Lord Jesus, let me look at my directors. What's my time looking like? How? All right. We're going to go to the next clip, and I'm going to explain the story about, we're going to go to the ingredients that must be in your mantle. Oh, praise God. Praise God. I didn't know if I was running up on my time yet. Praise God. But we're going to talk. I just feel like this. We're going to go to another clip. But I'm going to tell you about this. I'm going to tell you about Lord Jesus. I'm going to tell you about the ingredients of the oil. And I'm also going to tell you about some more things that need to go inside your mantle and the process you need to go through. We'll be right back.